Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Jenny Hubby.
Hey, everybody.
All right, Jenny, so we have a great guest lined up for today. I cannot wait to hear how the show goes, and so let you go ahead and introduce our guest.
Cool. Well, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to everyone. It's a holiday for some, and for some it isn't. So I'm excited to introduce Lindsay Preston, and Lindsay and I met a few years ago when she was asked to come in and speak to our coaching class, the coaching students in my class, and talk with us about launching a coaching business, which is not easy for everyone. And maybe it's easy for someone, but because coaching is so unique and we all have our own authentic brand and our niche, there's not necessarily a blueprint for growing a business. It has to be so organic and authentic. And that's what I love about Lindsay. So I'm not going to talk too much about her because I want her to talk, but I will say that she is I'll call you a young adult. I'm not sure if you're in the millennial range. I'll let you answer that. However, what you do, Lindsay, from what I understand, is you help go-getter 20 to 30 something women create the life that they're just crazy in love with. And I mean, who doesn't want that? So, I want that, but I'm not 20 to 30. So, anyway, we're just really excited to have you on. And I will say something else about Lindsay, because she probably wouldn't brag about this. I was told by our founder of our coaching institute, because we were both trained in the same place, that Lindsay received an award for one of the fastest growing businesses in Dallas through Voyage Dallas. And so that is something wonderful to be said about an independent entrepreneur coach. So with that, Lindsay, love for you to talk a little bit about, first of all, kind of intro how you got into this. And then we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Well, Jenny and Bruce, thank you guys so much for having me today on this beautiful Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So I focused on women who are in their 20s and 30s. And the reason that's kind of my niche is because I was a lost 20-something at one point. I kind of checked off all the boxes. I had gone to college and went to a great college and then got a killer job right out of college. And after that, it was kind of like, okay, I guess now I get married and I have a baby and call this a life. Mm-hmm. And as I was checking off those boxes, it just felt really unfulfilling, even though it looked really great. And this is when Facebook was starting to boom and Instagram and all that fun stuff. It all looked great on paper and in images, but inside, I just felt like I was going down the wrong path. And so by the time I was in my late 20s, everything started to kind of fall apart. My then relationship was falling apart. I had already had a child, but by the time she was two, he was traveling a lot more for work, as what happens a lot of times with people in their late 20s or early 30s, their career starts taking off a bit. And so I was trying to be supportive, but be a new mom, and I had left these careers that I loved, and I was struggling with that. And as time went on, I discovered more and more and just have these weird intuition feelings that he wasn't being completely honest with me. And as I uncovered everything, it turned out he was living this double life just across town, where we would drop him off at the airport and he would go on his quote business trip. But he was actually living with another woman. He was totally engaged. And it was a shock to the system, to say the least. So at 28, I was a single mom with no job, and I was kind of picking up the pieces of my life of, okay, where do I go from here? And so I had been going to counseling, and whereas I had gotten some progress in counseling, the biggest thing I walked away from that experience is my counselor kept telling me, you know, your intuition's wrong, Lindsay, you're catastrophizing this whole situation with him, he's just working. When the reality was, is I really knew deep down what was going on.
You're
and
right.
I spent months, going back and forth questioning myself. So I had stumbled upon coaching, and I thought it was totally wacky and woo-woo and weird, and I thought it lacked credibility. But at this point, I was like, I need to figure out what I want to do. I had been in HR before I had a daughter, and I also had a dance studio, and I knew I didn't want to go back into those professions. And so I happened to stumble across Dr. Jane Gardner, who we both know, Jenny, and her institute, which is local to both of us. And I loved her background with neuroscience and how there was a science base to it. And so I was like, okay, this is a credible thing. This isn't just somebody slapping up a sign saying, hey, I'm a life coach, let me teach you these things. It was somebody who really knew what she was talking about. And so I started going through the process, and within just a few weeks, I was like, I have more progress in this process than I've had in any other thing I've experienced from any kind of education system or counseling. And so I was hooked. And from that experience, I realized coaching was really what I wanted to do. I just didn't know it. I had always actually thought I would be a counselor. And so I had a BS in psychology and then kind of did HR and all that just to kind of really figure it out. But I had always thought I'll go back and be a counselor. But at this point it was, okay, now I want to be a coach. So I did all the certification process with Dr. Gardner at the Divine Intelligence Institute is what they're calling it now. And just loved the experience and just started building my business, wanting to help that same age group through that time of life, because I was seeing around me all my friends going through the same thing. And I thought there's a real niche here with this, because the millennials, and I am part of the millennial generation, Jenny, just barely, but I am. The millennials are all about, you know, living with purpose and kind of digging beyond the surface and really being happy and satisfied. And so I just kind of slowly started building my business, taking clients while I kept a day job that I had to use to pay the bills as I was a single mom. And it just started kind of building really naturally and organically. And once I had some clients and they would tell other clients, and so it just kind of took off from there. And so from that, now I have a lot of online programs, and so I get to work with women all around the world, which is so crazy. When I like mail things and stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm mailing something to Australia or to England or even just, you know, California. It seems crazy. And so it's just so neat to be able to help these women really exemplify what they're envisioning for life. Because a lot of times we just need to know what we're good at. We need to clear out some things that are keeping us from those, from what we want, and then know how to go after it. And so it's a really simple process once you know, and you can find the right teacher. And so it's a very enjoyable profession.
It's almost
that's
like
what I'm doing in that cell.
I love it. Thank you for sharing all of that, and especially your personal story, because I think so many of us, if we're going to get personal, which we have to do, if we're going to be coached, then we really want to feel that we can trust that person, and that person understands, that coach understands what we're going through. So you've been through it, and you came out the other side. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I think that's one of the big things that I love and hate about coaching at the same time, is it is really nice sometimes to just kind of be behind the scenes and not tell your story. But then too, it is nice to put it out there instead of other professions where it is kind of a hush-hush, like, oh, we don't speak about ourselves, because it does show, hey, I've done this, you can do it too. And so it creates this really cool relationship.
Well, one thing that I'd love for you to share this with Bruce and me and our listeners is how you came to develop such a successful program through social media, you know, and through the internet, because you have your online courses. And so talk a little bit about how you utilize the internet and social media to build your business?
Yeah. So when I was coming out of coaching school is what I call it, I was starting to really think about how am I going to market this thing? How am I going to make this thing work? Because it seems like there was a lot of coaches, what I call going to the graveyard, like just starting things and then it's not really taking off. And I thought, how am I going to really make this something that I can make money off of? And so I started just thinking more and more about my target market and where they were hanging out. And obviously that was social media. And from there, you know, this is where kind of the divine universe kind of comes into play, is that when you just start to kind of open your mind, it seems like all the breadcrumbs come together. And so from there, I started finding coaches who were really rocking it online. And this is just, you know, like 3 or 4 years ago. And from then, even then, there were just a few of us kind of doing it.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I see this niche out here. And then from there, I came across other coaches who could teach me how to do things like Facebook ads and have strong branding and all that stuff. And so it's just been a really gradual process of learning all the tech pieces and the marketing stuff behind that, which a lot of coaches, they go in and say, oh, I want to help people. I can't wait to do that. And whereas, yeah, you want that core, you also have to have a love for business and marketing, because that's a majority of what you're doing, unfortunately, a lot of times. I was just kind of learning how to speak to my audience and do all those kind of fun technical stuff.
Well, and it sounds like to me that you take your message into your marketing. I mean, you kind of, your mindset is marketing is getting my message out there. It's not just building my business, but it's really furthering my purpose of getting my message out there.
Oh, totally. And that is where, you know, a lot of coaches, they feel that this is beyond just a financial thing. And I think those are the best coaches out there, of course. Who aren't just in it for financial gain, but it's more of, I'm spreading my purpose, which my purpose is to just show unconditional love and acceptance, and just show people, I understand you, you're not alone, you can do this. And then from that, you know, it just becomes a very natural process, I think, a lot of times of, oh, this girl gets me, she understands, you know, how can she help me?
Yeah. And so just, you know, would love for you to also talk about your online programs. And I know that right now you're really excited about your Strengths Finders, the new online course called, I think it's called Solidify Your Strengths. And So talk about your online programs and especially getting into your assessments. I know Bruce loves to talk about assessments also. So let's hear it.
Yeah. So I started my first online program, gosh, I think it was almost 3 years ago. And that was just kind of on a whim. I had a slew of one-on-one clients at the time. And I thought, okay, I really want to try some of these strategies in a group setting to see if it works. And so what I did is I just ran a free 21-day challenge. I called it the Life Lovers 21-day challenge. And at the same time, I was launching my podcast, Life Lovers Radio. Yeah. And I just thought, you know, it was just kind of like throwing spaghetti on the wall. Like, is this going to stick? I don't even know. And what was so fun about it is because I had these, like, I showed up every day and I had these high intentions, but I didn't have these expectations around it. It just kind of blossomed again. It was very natural. And so from that, I kind of developed my first course, and I had about 100 women as my beta testers through it to make sure it really worked. And so from that, it was just like, okay, they just kept wanting to keep working with me. So then it was my next course and my course after that. And so I've been running those for about 3 years. And then what I loved most of doing those courses and just my own coaching journey was an assessment called StrengthsFinder. And I wanted a course where if somebody just wanted to kind of just experience coaching in a way where it was quick and easy, or just kind of in different settings too, if it was a business setting or if they wanted to look at it in the view of a mother or, you know, just a young woman, I could attract different people and do it in a way off an assessment that I think is really powerful in itself. So the past year or so I've developed this course, as you mentioned, called Solidify Your Strengths. So really what it is just taking somebody's results from the StrengthsFinder assessment and then teaching them, okay, here's what your strengths mean. Here's what it looks like. Because when I took the StrengthsFinder, it was when I was in coaching school. I don't know if you took it then too, Jenny.
Yes.
Was that your first time taking it? So, so I took it and I just threw it in a folder. Mm-hmm. Didn't think anything of it until my coach at the time brought it up and said, did you take the StrengthsFinder? And I was like, yeah, I don't really see a big deal about it. And we started going through it together. And I realized, holy moly, how does this assessment know me so well? And I became addicted because it was so different. It was studying what was right with me versus what was wrong with me. And it put together so well some of the problems even I had in life. Like my number one strength is connectedness. And connectedness is all about feeling a connection to everything mm-hmm. and everyone around you. And then I also have a strength of developer. And so it's wanting to develop people who you feel could use some development. And so what I had experienced in my 20s, one of my biggest problems was dating men who a lot of people said weren't right for me.
Had
who,
potential.
You know, I could, had potential. Exactly. So I started to see that. It was like, oh my gosh, these are just my strengths and overdrive. And so from that, it became really easy to start to shift to those things. Because a lot of times what I learned was our natural strengths are a lot of times our biggest weaknesses because they're so strong. And so, again, it was just like these little tweaks I had to just start making. And it was so easy to start to make those tweaks once I was aware of them. And I've seen it with my own clients now. I teach them StrengthsFinder heavily as we work together. And so again, it's just like, oh my gosh, I've got to really put this out there because StrengthsFinder is incredible.
Wow. So when you talk with a client, a potential client about the assessment, what do you tell them that they gain from the assessment, the StrengthsFinder's assessment?
So what I have defined it as, and I think Gallup, who the company that runs the StrengthsFinder and does the development of it, they've defined it really well as the StrengthsFinder is sending what is right with you. Mm-hmm. And so I always kind of put it out there as, you know, there's so many places in our world where you're going to find out what's wrong with you. You go to the doctor, which is very helpful, right? We need to
Right.
come with us there. If you're in a corporate environment, you get a performance review likely every year or so. And again, it's like, what's wrong with you here? And so it's just really nice to be able to study what is right with you. And there was a quote, I think it was by Albert Einstein, of something about if we judge a fish on the ability to climb a tree, you know, we would think it's stupid. And that's how I felt for so many years was, what's wrong with me? Why can't I be happy? Why is this job not a perfect fit, or this job not this, or my relationship's not this? And the reality of it was, is there was nothing wrong with me. It was just, I didn't know what was right with me. And so a lot of times I'll tell them that story. Especially if they've already kind of told me that in their own kind of assessments and things that we've done along the way.
Right.
And so I just get really passionate about it. Like, let's figure out what makes you so unique and special and one of a kind. And so we need to take the StrengthsFinder to know what that is.
And so talk a little bit too, Lindsay, about how neuroscience and the strengths-based research, you know, how the assessment and the neuroscience play into your coaching. I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, when I was looking at coaching for myself, I really thought the industry was lacking and woo-woo and had no credibility. And so neuroscience and then eventually StrengthsFinder were the two places where I found that credibility. And so from that, you know, anytime I'm teaching something, I go back to the research of, hey, this is what neuroscience shows of if you do X, Y, and Z, your brain's going to do X, Y, and Z. Or with StrengthsFinder, you know, here are some stats. You're going to have 3 times more likely to have a high quality of life with StrengthsFinder. Or, you know, you are going to be more productive in your role by this percentage. And so I just kind of put those stats out there. If people are like me who need kind of that factual stuff mm-hmm. to be able to say, okay, let's do this. Because some of the things my coach told me back in the day, like doing positive affirmations, otherwise known as mantras, I was like, this is so wacky. I am not doing this.
Yeah,
there's I'm no just saying. Way you're going to stand in the mirror and say, I
That's
am
what I thought.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then it was, okay, well, Lindsay, let me tell you about the neuroscience behind it. And I was like, okay,
right. I'll do it.
Yeah, okay. And so again, it just kind of put somebody in a space where this isn't just thrown out from left field. There's some credibility with it.
Mm, wow. And so something else I wanted to go back to that you mentioned, Lindsay, was that sometimes our greatest strengths can, I don't know if you actually said weakness, but they can sort of get in the way. And I've seen that as well, because my top, and Bruce won't be surprised at this, my top strength is achiever. And so I'm always, you know, on task, make sure we got this organized, that organized, we're doing this, I'm executing, and I can have a lot of balls in the air. And so that can turn around on me or turn on me if I'm not in my authentic self. And so something I've noticed when talk about neuroscience of the teaching of the spiritual coaching is our authentic self and our false self. So if I'm in my false self or my conditioned self, people have different terms for it, then I'm sort of on overdrive, sort of out of control, kind of like a car with no brakes running downhill with my achiever strength.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how I describe it, sort of a metaphor for it. Is that how you see it as well?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I love that metaphor you gave. I think I give a similar one of when they're in overdrive, it's like you have the gas pedal on full
yeah.
blast.
Yeah.
Versus kind of just, you know, kind of going on a slow, cool ride. And so, yes, especially those strengths and that are really achievement focused or executing, which I have achiever high too. I know that. And I have another one called activator, which always wants to get started. And so a problem I had before strengths was anxiety. And so I constantly have this anxiety and I knew I didn't want to take meds for it. I was just trying to manage it as best I could. But the reality was, is I just needed some tweaks of my mindset around my strengths and some boundaries with myself to know, okay, this is just something I'm really, really good at. And I don't need to sit around and be in action 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was life changing because anytime now I get into that place where I get kind of anxious, I'll say, okay, this is just activator and achiever. Calm down. Maybe you need to go take a bath, take a walk, do whatever. And then I can kind of get into that really cool headspace that, you know, a lot of us call that authentic self or our highest self or spiritual place or whatever you want to say, but it just allows life to feel really good and to flow really well.
That's a beautiful way to put it. So what are your top strengths from StrengthsFinder?
So my top are connectedness is my number one. Then I have input and learner, individualization and activator are my top five. I would count like my top 10 to 15 because a lot of times we just do our top five and just call it a day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I actually started working with a strengths coach and I was telling him about in past jobs, about this and that. And I was kind of telling him some of my patterns and he's like, you have to have belief high. You need to unlock all your strengths. And so I did. And of course I had belief high and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like I'm living in these top 15 every day. And so again, I know if you're new to StrengthsFinder, you're probably so overwhelmed by this conversation right now. But what you do is when you take the StrengthsFinder, you get your top five typically, and then you can unlock the rest. Mm-hmm. And so I always encourage someone, just go take it, unlock your top five. It's only $20. You know, you'll spend that on a lunch or a dinner easily. You'll learn your top five, start learning those. And then if you're really into it and you really see benefit from it, I encourage you to unlock the rest and see your top 10 to 15 because those are the ones you're living in likely every single day. And then we can start working on those as well.
That's a great point because, you know, why limit ourselves to five strengths? If we have strengths, they're strengths and we just work on them a little bit and they get better and better. It's a great point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing too, when you unlock your whole list, so there's 34 strengths. And when you unlock your list, a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to do it because I don't want to see my bottom strengths. But the idea with StrengthsFinder is not that we're forgetting about our weaknesses. It's that we're managing them. Mm-hmm. So I know that like one of your top strengths, Jenny, I saw is woo. I do not have woo at all. It's like so low for me. And so, you know, if I'm going to an event where I don't know anybody or I need to network or that, it's really smart for me to partner with somebody with woo.
Yeah.
Because they'll bring the people over, and then I have a strength that's called Relator, and I can kind of continue the conversation. And so it makes life even better for the both of us in that partnership because we know what we can do. And so, again, it just kind of allows you to manage what you can't do well in a way that's, I think, healthy, because then you're kind of passing it off knowing you're not that great at it instead of trying to be something you're not.
That is, I love it. That's great. That's really cool. And, you know, that's another thing for any coaches. I think Bruce wants to ask something too, but one thing I'll say for coaches and therapists or any entrepreneurs that are wanting to go out and network and maybe a little nervous about it, it's great to do the buddy system because it's actually even more effective when someone else brags about you than you're bragging about yourself. And so that is really cool that you do that. I love that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, let's talk more about the technique. So let's say they go through, and I've done the Strengths Finder as well. And went through the book, you know, the Strengths Finder 2.0, the Clifton thing, did it that way, which I think is good, and it's awesome. It's been a very, very powerful, positive psychology, very friendly, very approach to so once they do it, they've done their top five strengths, how specifically do you help them lock those or effectuate those? What are some of your techniques moving forward?
So one thing that I teach a lot, Bruce, and that's a great question, is there's a term that I think Gallup probably put out there called the basement and balcony with your strengths. And so a lot of times I have clients who have strengths like empathy high, and they will tell me when they get their strengths back, I got the crappiest strengths, Lindsay. They're horrible. I hate them. And, you know, a lot of them are strengths that can, when they're in overdrive, can be very detrimental, like empathy. If somebody has too much empathy, sometimes they have depression problems or they're taking on just so much in their life. And so I show them this document about basement and balcony. And I say the basement is when your strength is just rocking it. You love it. People around you love it. And then when you're in the basement of the strength, that's when you're seeing it as a burden. It's a weakness. Other people likely don't like it about you. And so all it is, again, is just some tweaks here. And so we've got to just start developing a plan of what are some of the areas you're struggling in, and let's figure out ways to either have boundaries with it or ways to action plan to get you to build new habits around this. So like if we go back to empathy, for example, you know, I happen to have that one pretty high. It's not super duper high, but pretty high. And so I have to manage that by doing a lot of self-care. And so that was something that was huge for me as I was learning to manage that strength. And so especially when I can get with a client one-on-one and I do a 90-minute session called the Strength Sesh, where we're able to kind of go in and develop those techniques really well, then they can walk away and say, okay, here's some of the things I need to implement in my life to change some of my quote problems. But you're doing it in a way where it's from a lens of positivity, I think, and from a strengths focus versus, oh, you're codependent. Oh, you're depressed.
And you need to change that.
Yeah, you need to change that. And not that they may on paper be those things, and maybe sometimes they need that help in that way. But my job is to help them see what's good about it and figure out ways to problem solve it. That's what I'm really big about, is problem solving. And so that, to me, that technique really helps you problem solve.
Well, sounds good. Sounds like there's some good method to the madness there, and just being very, very encouraging. You know, I think some of the big things are, you know, identifying those strengths. We all have our strengths and gifts and talents, and then on the backside of that are the self-limiting beliefs, right? That we have endorsed through either whatever, you know, primary process relationships or or just whatever else. So, yeah, that kind of pains me that you were in a counseling relationship where the counselor said, "Oh, he's working. The guy's not a psychopath. He's not. Your intuition was all wrong."
Yeah.
And then it turns out he was doing just that. So, ma'am, sorry that happened. The whole thing, for that matter. But I guess something like that does serve as a catalyst to say, "Hey, wait a minute. You know, let's get out of this paradigm and into another." And the other thing I like about coaching, and I'm sure you might too, is that you can actually engage with your clients. You can engage with your clients in a restaurant or over lunch or something like that, in a public place, in addition to an office environment, right? Whereas, as a licensed professional counselor in Texas, you cannot have a social type of, relationship with any of a client until like 2 years or 2.5 years after discharge, right? So that is absolutely remote because of, and again, that's a good thing too in its own right. But, certainly I've noticed with the coaching, right, that it also is kind of a closer engagement. Another quick question I had for you is, from the get-go, did you want to reach out to women primarily in your age demographic, or was it, water seeks its own level? Like, you found that out based on who was coming to you, or a little bit of both?
I think for sure it was driven by me, because I've always kind of been that girly girl, I guess. And so I'm just really comfortable around women. I feel like I understand women really well. I'm still trying to understand the male brain in many ways. And not only that, but again, with my age group, it was just, I had so much passion with that. And so it was, just, I really want to help this age group. I don't want anyone to go through the experience I had, feeling like I was weird or different or a failure, or, putting up with things when I knew in my intuition I shouldn't be. And sometimes clients will come to me and say, "But Lindsay, I haven't had these big, catastrophe experiences." And I'll say, "Well, I'm trying to help you not have those."
Because right.
Once you sometimes you just go down a path for so long and then it just kind of explodes in your face. And so that's a big mission of mine, is to kind of prevent those things from happening before it kind of explodes. Because now, granted, my ex and I, we have a really great co-parenting relationship and stuff, but it still sucks. I mean, there are times when she has to go to her dad's, and I really, mourn that still, of, "Oh, I hate that it's Christmas Day and we're splitting this day between the two of us." And so again, it's just kind of being preventative, but then when it does happen, helping somebody pick up the pieces versus saying, "Oh, my life is over," or being a scorned woman, or, because that is not helping our society either. And so again, it's just a very big passion project for me on that sense. And I love what you said too, Bruce, just a bit ago, about a lot of times with strengths, then out comes these kind of limiting beliefs, or these beliefs we have about ourselves. And that's what I experience a lot with clients too, is we'll start with StrengthsFinder, especially if they're just coming to me, very first time, and say, "Okay, let's just do strengths." And so we'll have that session for 90 minutes where I tell them what they're so great at. And I get really passionate about them, like, "Oh, and when these work together, they do this." And a lot of people are really uncomfortable when you tell them what they're so good at. And so a lot of times those beliefs will come up on the call of, you can kind of hear it in their voice of, "Oh yeah, well, I would love to do that," or, "Oh yeah." And so then we start having those deeper conversations of, what is keeping you from accepting your greatness, or what is keeping you from loving this about yourself? And then, that starts to unfold. And so that's a really natural conversation for us to have next of, "I would love for you to love your strengths as much as I love your strengths. Because it's not going to help me for me to love your strengths. You have to love them. So let's clear out some of the crap that's keeping you from loving that." Because another thing that I see a lot is, a lot of our parents and people in our society as kids, they mean well, but they're trying to put us in their boxes of, "Okay, I'm an accountant, so you be an accountant," or this or that or that. And so again, we grow up with these beliefs of, "Why can't I do this like my mom can?" Or, "Why can't I be as smart as my classmate?" Well, you are. You're just not as smart, maybe, in mathematics. Maybe you're meant to be a people person.
It's kind of like we put success in a box.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
That's great.
Where we put ourselves in a box. And now with the millennial generation, they're kind of breaking that a little bit. But back in the day, you know, I grew up with, you go to high school, you make your grades, you go to college, you do this, and then you get a corporate job. And when I was like, I don't want to do that, it became, holy crap, there's something really wrong with me.
Well, not only that, I think there are people that put coaches in a box. I think there are certainly my friends, contemporaries, colleagues, half family members kind of looked at me like I was smoking crack. I'm going to have a coaching practice and I'm going to have a coaching show on LA Talk Radio, which really kind of helps make it sound more credible, doesn't it, Jenny? Don't you just feel like you've grown financially? Because you have this show. Anyway.
Right, I know.
So, I have a show on LA Talk Radio, but oh my God, really? Anyway, so just kidding. We love being here just the same. But you know what I mean? Like, people put something up, but what is that? That's kind of flaky and this. No, it isn't. You know, it's very positive. And I take the time to explain what coaching is and the process and how it's different. It just seems, you know, it seems more palatable. Now, hey, I mean, actually my market is those guys like your ex, not really, I'm having a Reese's peanut butter cup moment over here going, yep, yep. like that, the Reese's peanut butter
cup. Oh my gosh.
It's so true, Bruce. You know, people put us in those boxes, especially if you show up and you start being positive with somebody, people freak out. I've noticed. They're like, what is wrong with you? Why are you so positive about life? Or you're positive about me? And so I think it's just really breaking some barriers, you know, to not only explain to people what coaching is, but just kind of have this mindset of, we don't have to sit around and hate life and hate ourselves. You know, that's not doing us anything.
Right. And people build us up enough to where we feel better about ourselves. We can actually do that ourselves, and we're the best person to do it.
Well, if you can.
Exactly.
It's almost like you can certainly tear yourself down. I mean, a lot of people are good at that. Like, they're natural at that. So why can't we then reverse that process, you know? And other people, somebody told me the other day about, I have to look at food like medicine. And I was like, that flipped me out. Like, Dairy Queen isn't good medicine. Anyways, so it's just that paradigm shift and getting people to see, oh, wait a minute, you know. And I think the Strengths Finder is a great tool, you know. I mean, that Gallup data, when you have millions and millions of people, right, in a data pool, that is so robust. So if it says you're this, baby, you're that.
You're that.
Not only are you that, you are that at the point 0.000. You know what I mean? We're talking 1/10,000 or almost 1/100,000. So it's like, man, you know, I mean, that's as good as it gets data wise. And I like to throw that up to my clinical psychologist friends and whatever. It's like, whoa, you want to talk about content validity? You want to talk about, you know, concurrent validity? Mm-hmm. You want to talk about, you know, generalize an external validity and being able to generalize this to other people? So it's like, hey, now, so that this is one of those awesome, you know, coaching moments that the assessment work and you know, has teeth. But hey, at the end of the day, it's who you are as a coach. You sound like you're really in tune with your population. You have a passion and a zeal for these women, and you're just kind of just going at it. Man, that's what I love to hear. I love to see that as a coach, right? I just love, like you said, you went out there, you did the internet marketing, and kind of, you know, stuff started hitting and running, and you just kind of kept running with it. And the next thing you know, you have a flourishing, that's a coachy word, a flourishing. I can't help myself. I'm in a mood. But, honestly, having a flourishing practice that you were recognized for here at the Metroplex level, which is a big deal. So I love hearing what you're doing, it's just a big fat, you know, smiley face emoji check mark for coaching. You know? Just love to hear what you're doing. That's great.
Yeah, I love your energy, Lindsay. It's real. Your energy is great. Your passion is clear. I mean, it's very apparent that you're passionate about your population, that your niche that you work with. And that is something we teach in marketing training for coaches, is how important this niche is. And you're such a great living example that you know your niche, you love your niche, you're passionate about it. So it's easier for you to create products and programs that they can benefit from, because you create something you could have benefited from, or that you can benefit mm-hmm. from now. So let me ask you this, with your clients, do you require the StrengthsFinder assessment for all of your clients, or how do you go about that?
Well, I never require it, because, you know, they can create their own destiny. But in every program,
good answer.
right in the door is like, I want you to take the StrengthsFinder. Even, you know, what the one thing I have on my website is, hey, take a free quiz with me to see if we can work together. Because mm-hmm. over the years, I've realized these are the women who work really well with me, and here's the women who don't. So in a couple questions, they answer these generalized things, and then they tell me about themselves, and then they either get approved to get on a discovery call with me, or they don't. And so if they do, I'll reach out to them and I'll say, hey, I can't wait for your call. You know, this is what it's going to be like, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll encourage them at that point, hey, if you haven't ever taken the StrengthsFinder, here's information to do it. You know, it's only $20. Just know I don't get any money from this, but it really helps me understand you more. So by that point, if they take it, which a lot of times they do, which again kind of shows me that they're serious about mm-hmm. investing in themselves. When we get on that discovery call, I already know. I feel like I know them. I'll say, I see you have this strength high, or they'll start telling me about problems in life. And I'll say, actually, that's your, you know, responsibility strength, or that's that strength. And so again, mm-hmm. we have this common language. And that is another reason why I love StrengthsFinder, is we can talk in a way that's deeper than just kind of these BS conversations we're all kind of putting up with in our daily lives. You know, I can say things of like, hey, I know who you really are. And the reason I do is because of the StrengthsFinder. And so it just makes it so easy for us mm-hmm. to know each other on that sense.
And you have the same language. So you're using the same terminology in the strengths, and you've defined that together. And so that seems to make it even more productive and more effective for the client.
Yeah. And I think too, it's because I'm not using these terms I've just made up either.
Right.
It's what Bruce is talking about with the credibility with yes. StrengthsFinder is, you know, I can give you all the stats about it, you know, how they did all these millions of interviews to develop these strengths, and how all these Fortune 500 companies use it and all this stuff. And that kind of, you know, again, puts that credibility behind it of, I'm not just speaking out of nowhere here. I'm speaking from, you know, decades of research. And so, again, you know, that's really powerful, I think, when you're starting to develop a relationship with somebody in a coaching sense. Because no matter what, a lot of them are walking on eggshells a little bit of, is this person credible? Does she know what she's talking about?
Yeah.
And then two, it really kind of develops this acceptance of positivity of, okay, you know, this credible assessment is telling me I'm so awesome, I must be pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of gets them to, you know, figure out they are really awesome at the end of the day.
Mm. That's awesome. I love it. And so how does someone connect with you and say, take the StrengthsFinder, take your course, the solidify your strengths? How do they connect with you that way?
The best way for them to connect with me is to either go to my website, which is Lindsay, LINDSAY, epreston.com. So E is an elephant. It's actually for Elizabeth, but I say elephant. So LindsayEPreston.com. And on my website, right away, you'll see that there's a free quiz you can take to see if we're good to work together. So I always encourage everyone to go and take that first, because I have some questions on there that will just quickly tell you if we're a good fit or not. And it tells me too, if maybe you're a better fit for therapy. Mm-hmm. And then there are certain requirements I have. Like if you don't want to write, every day, which is a requirement of some of my courses, then we may not be a good fit. So it just, again, is a great first step. Now, if you want to just bypass me and you just like, oh my gosh, I want to go take the Strengths Finder, I have a little short link that I have that I give to everyone. It's just bit.ly/getstrengths. And the G in get is capitalized, and then strengths, the S in strengths is capitalized. And that's just going straight to the Gallup website. Again, I don't make any money off of that, but it's just an easy way to go there and take it. But the problem is, you know, taking it is great and awesome. That's the first step. But then you kind of get these pages and pages of results, and it just kind of sounds like mumbo jumbo.
Yes,
and so I think that's why it's really important to have a coach that says, here's what this means.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of breaks it down for you.
It's powerful, but it's only as powerful as we're able to use it. And that's what you're doing, is you're helping them. How do you live this out? How do you use this? How does this show up in your life?
Yeah. And two, you know, when we get more advanced with it, how are these working together? Because sometimes they're polarizing each other. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're kind of feeding into one another. Like I have Achiever, as I said, and Responsibility High. And so I can just say, oh, I'm going to do all these things. And then I feel really responsible toward them. Well, that was creating a life of living for everybody else and doing too much. Mm-hmm. And so they were kind of eating away at each other. And I had to realize, okay, stop. Like, we're not going to do that anymore. So that can be really powerful too, is to see how they're all meshing. I would say it's like making a cake. How is it making the cake of you?
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah. It's a layered cake.
A layered cake for sure.
I was waiting for Bruce's cake.
Yeah, we won't go into flavors. We'll definitely do that. Well, great. I know we have about 4 minutes left to the show, and man, I think that's really good. And make sure you give us all your connection points on how our listeners and others can contact. I like the fact that you have a lot of online offerings and some online things that you don't necessarily have to be in the DFW Metroplex to be able to work with you. So I think that's awesome too. So yeah, make sure that you give us and our listeners all your connection points.
Yeah. So you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My name is just Lindsay Preston, Lindsay. Again, Preston. And I update every so often. I must admit, I'm not updating as much lately. I'm actually expecting, and so I've kind of been slowing down during this pregnancy.
Oh, yes. You have a baby on the way.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And thank you. So not slowing down in my business per se, but just kind of slowing down on posting things and such. But I am posting. The things I do post are really valuable. So that's where you can find me there. But again, just go to my website, lindsayepreston.com, to find me and connect with me. And I must tell you, if you're a coach out there, someone who's interested in coaching, I get a lot of inquiries about that, about, you know, Lindsay, how have you built your business, or can you help me? And again, I always go back to StrengthsFinder, and I will tell them, what are your strengths? You need to build your business around your strengths. The reason I love my business so much isn't just the people I work with. It's because I'm using my strengths every single day. Because a lot of other coaches would be like, I can't believe you're so hands-on with your clients. Well, I have a strength called individualization high, and then connectedness. I love connecting with people and giving them that individual kind of content and really getting to know them. So that works for me. And so again, it's just super important you find your strengths. And then you just have, you know, a quick session with me if you're interested to learn how they work together and how they kind of come across in you. But lindsayepreston.com is the best place to reach me.
Perfect.
All right, then. And with that, I think that's a wrap. So thank you so much for coming on the show today, Lindsay. This is awesome that what you bring as an offering to the coaching space, particularly for that market of a millennial-ish women and young women. I think that's fantastic, and possibly to other coaches as well. So
yes.
It's always good for you to share that experience, strength, and hope, wink, wink, with others, and all that good stuff. So again, thanks for coming on the show today. It's such a pleasure. I can be reached at Cameron Coaches on Twitter, conciergecoach.net. And of course, folks, please see our Facebook page. It's been growing by leaps and bounds. Thank you very much. And also, check out our shows on iTunes. That's right. Our shows are free and available for you to download or listen to on iTunes. So we structured that way so the coaching gospel is spread for free and you don't have to pay us to listen to our shows and to our great guests. So, Jenny, I'll let you close us out.
All right. Well, thanks again, Lindsay, Bruce. It was fun. And you can reach me at jhubconsulting.com, jhubconsulting.com. Lindsay, thanks again. It was awesome.
Thank you guys so much. It was fun.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.